Great news today. Coach Fox was released out of the hospital, and I know that he's excited to get out. He's one step closer to getting back with us. I'm not sure Robbins is excited. I think it'll be tough, but no, it's great news. The coach is out and resting at home now, and so shared that with our team. And so obviously great news. Look, we've had a good week of practice, and we're excited about heading into San Diego and taking on a team that has been in every game, had a chance in every game to win it, and we know we've got to go out there and play good football to get our next win. So, questions?
Derek, do you know if he has any limitations on how much he can talk to people or any of that stuff?
No, I really don't know a lot about all of that, other than, you know, obviously he went through quite a bit, and he's on the road to recovery. And the first step is getting out of that hospital. So I know that's a big one for him, and I'm sure he's happy to be at home, resting and recovering, and then he'll join us as soon as he can.
Do you have any plans to talk to him before the game?
Oh, sure. Yeah. No. We'll talk, I would think, almost on a daily basis from here on out. Yeah.
Did you talk to him today?
Have not spoken to him yet today.
When you say resting, how many? Charlotte or here?
No, I don't think he's ready to travel yet. So. Yeah, Charlotte.
Just double check.
Okay.
Is it just one less thing now to have to think about and be concerned about as you go into the game?
Coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of in a category, you know. We kind of know that's what it is, and he's dealing with it, and he's got great people looking after him. And, you know, and we're really just staying on point, doing our part. And that is preparing for this ball game and preparing to play our best football, you know, as we go forward here. And knowing that, look, we had a good first half. It was a very good first half, but there are things we can do better, and we're going to need to do better. So that's really where all of our focus is right now.
Can you sense any frustration on Champ's part and not being able to get out there, you know, the game and a half was
always up? He's a real pro, you know, and I think if there is any, I think he's keeping it within. I think he's continues to be a terrific leader. He's out here working and doing everything he can do to get back as soon as possible. I can't say enough positives about Champ. I mean, he's what you want. He's such a great example. And I think, you know, I think Dominique DRC coming here, I think one of the real benefits for DRC is to see a guy like Champ and see the example that he gives every day. I think it's outstanding. I have a lot of respect for Champ and the way he conducts his business, and I think it's good for all of us.
We joked with Champ about maybe becoming a coach because he's done plenty of, you know, at least talking with his guys, but now that you've got your attention focused on the field the whole time, does it help to have him at least, you know, that extra eye down there on the field?
He's been helpful in all the games when he's on the sideline, and he's still very engaged, very much a great supportive teammate, helping guys on the sideline. So, yeah, he's doing what he can to help us win. You know,
how close is Duke to playing?
You know, what do we list him at, Rebecca?
Questionable.
Yeah, he's questionable. Wanted to confirm that.
Will you move anybody, another coach, to the sideline?
No, we're going to operate the same way. Yeah.
How about the adjustments in-game? You know, let's say, heaven forbid, the Chargers score a touchdown, you see something, you want to make adjustments. Will you go to the bench, or will you have someone else go to the bench and you pay attention to the big picture?
Well, I don't have a restrainer on me. I can walk over to the bench, either bench, at any time. But, no, I'll keep my eyes on the field. And beyond that, you know, we'll operate the way we do defensively. I trust, you know, Richard Smith's a former coordinator. He's a strong linebacker coach. Corey Unlin and Sam Garner do a great job in the back end. Jay Rogers does a great job with the front. And I will communicate with the staff like we always do and make those adjustments right then. I mean, you don't always have time to wait till halftime. So we do, you know, work together to get those things communicated. And I will lean on them a little bit to make sure of all those adjustments, but that's how we do it anyway. So it's really pretty much business as usual, with the exception of, you know, the fact that I'm not going to turn my back to the field. I'm going to stay engaged as the game is going on, so that all three phases that I'm able to respond to anything that comes up.